But right now, we're already being ever so social. And we will start with the comments section, which is bustling and bubbling right now on our Hank Facebook Live. April and Alito starts the proceedings. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, indeed.
The day before, we get the buffet. But, I mean, can we just start now?
There is the go to Willow Float, Doris.
Hello.
I had a lot to say. Bobby says, good morning. Right back to you there. And then there is my mom. Hurry up and thaw, turkey.
Oh, boy.
Still rock solid. You got this, Mom. Mm. Especially since we're not coming over this year. Mom looked at me on Sunday and said, so I guess y'all aren't coming over? I was like, I thought we talked about this.
No. Oh, dear.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Buckner. You know, this is...
No, I'm pretty sure.
It's very testy. Well, one has nothing to do with the other.
I'm sure
you are her baby
actually
boy.
Actually pretty happy about the whole thing.
She's like, do I really need to thaw it, or can we just go to Rio Mambo?
A fun conversation about turkey jerky, sidebar there. There's some peach cobbler action. Bobby says, snowing in Germany right now.
Oh.
Sehr gut. Very nice. And then there's a lot of pie talk, and then there's other such talk, and then we move to our Hank face, those that are texting in. Yeah, edited for your listening enjoyment. James out there in Kansas City. Oh, you're sending the Swift and Kelsey's down. Very soon, they'll be in town on Thursday. Retired Ricky says, good morning, another blessed day. I got my tickets to KB&L's big day.
Aww.
That is great to hear, buddy. Also, I have a brand new pair of overalls.
Party.
Yes. I've never seen that man in anything else, and I would accept nothing less. And our social media post of the day in tandem today. I've got two of them. This one posted actually by John Riley, who says, so they're getting married and turning it into a fundraiser for cooks. That is an absolutely amazing idea.
No.
I love that sentiment, buddy. Thanks for saying that. But our social comes from the mother-in-law-to-be, who posts, if your family tells you to bring rolls on Thanksgiving, it's because you can't cook. If they say what brand to bring, you also cannot be trusted. Face it.
Poor Patricia.
You're one step away from bringing ice next year.